This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm farm broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. They just didn't have as many Christmas trees this year. Blame the weather in two parts of the country. And the recession way back when all over the USA. I'll talk about it after this.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Well, I didn't know this was going to happen, but those of us who bought a real Christmas tree this year, those of us who were able to buy one and get it in the home, might have been a little bit lucky because there were folks who didn't get trees this year. And part of it relates to the Great Recession. You remember 10 years ago? When the economy was down, the Christmas tree growers planted fewer trees due to tight budgets. And those trees were the ones coming to maturity that people would want the most for this Christmas season. And there were fewer available. And then there have been the fake trees. Yeah, those have put a little bit of a dent in the market for real trees, too. Oh, and then let's talk about the weather. In the Pacific Northwest, in the number one Christmas tree growing state of the country, Oregon, they've had several years of drought. At the Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association, the president, Casey Grogan, said the drought has made it tough on the soil, hard for the trees to grow big enough. And then there's been the weather in North Carolina. North Carolina is the number two Christmas tree growing state in the country. They produce about $75 million worth of trees a year in North Carolina. The Fraser fir, generally speaking, is the top tree there. They sell generally in a normal year more than 4 million of those trees. But this year, well, it was a little bit different story. Do you remember that big snowstorm that affected many areas of the South, Southeast, and the Eastern Seaboard the first week of December? Well, it turned the tree farms into winter wonderlands in the North Carolina mountains. It made it difficult for the growers to cut and handle those final shipments of trees. And instead of risking the possibility of cutting the trees in recent days and not being able to sell them, the growers decided to wait to give them another year of growth and harvest them next year. I'll be back after this.